Pennsylvania leaders say more support is on the way for first responders dealing with trauma on the job. State officials are highlighting the impact of Act 121, a new law that expands workers' compensation to cover post-traumatic stress injuries for firefighters, police, and EMS. Fire Commissioner Tom Cook says the change removes barriers that kept responders from getting help.
Every day in Pennsylvania, these first responders rush into danger to protect lives and property of our citizens and visitors. They see tragedy, trauma, and loss in ways that most people never will. For too long, the physical dangers of the job were recognized, but the mental and emotional toll was not treated the same way.
The administration is also pushing to expand protections to first responders in the 26-27 budget proposal by adding state workers' compensation coverage to these responders when they're serving on behalf of the Commonwealth during a declared disaster. With stepped-up activity by ICE agents nationwide, pediatric clinicians in New Jersey say they're seeing more young kids exhibiting signs of stress and anxiety. To help allay those fears, the group Reach Out and Read is encouraging parents to read aloud to their young ones. WHYY's David Matthau tells us more.
Shaniqua Williams says she started reading to her one-year-old son, Sincere, after visiting the Henry J. Austin Health Center in Trenton, and the results are impressive.
Sometimes during the day, he might be overstimulated, so we'll take some quiet time out to read, and that helps him be calm and get back to a good space.
Health Center Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rachel Evans says when a parent brings their baby or young child in for an appointment, they're immediately given a Reach Out and Read book and encouraged to read it out loud every day.
So at a time when maybe families are feeling stressed, maybe children are feeling that stress, it's wonderful to give a family a very concrete way to say, you can make this child's experience better.
Studies show when parents read to their children, it enhances early literacy, improves vocabulary, and encourages a lifelong love of learning. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.